And I still believe that these problems can be solved.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
This is The Political Show.
Hey, 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 and welcome to The Political Show right here on Active FM, where radio has never been better. I'm your girl Cynthia, but you know you can call me Gix, and with me in studio we have...
Gavin Inslin.
Pastor Gavin Inslin and...
The Black Knight.
The Black Knight.
I don't
Knight.
Believe it, eh?
Yes.
The Black Knight here.
Is here in person.
Didn't you have a migraine yesterday, Gix?
I did.
Yeah, no, I'm telling you, Gix had a migraine because Black Knight's in the show.
Yesterday.
Yo.
We nearly forgot him in the intro.
We did.
Right here on The Political Show, where Christ Politics is.
Hot Politics.
And this week's Hot Politics, we are looking at a very, I don't want to say controversial, it's not controversial, but a sensitive subject.
When it's sensitive, not controversial.
Yeah. Well, depends on how sensitive it is.
Okay.
Yeah, it depends on how sensitive it is. Well, we're looking at who should Christians vote for in South Africa.
Yeah, and I think we can also towards the end chat about should pastors tell people who to vote for.
Yeah, that's also because another very sensitive situation.
Yeah, we had a sensitive discussion amongst the team.
Yes.
You know, prior to going live or going recorded, yes. Whatever you call it when we started.
Yes. Pascal, do you want to give a more brief explanation?
Yeah, basically there was a podcast on, I'm just going to check the date here. You know, I want to get the right date because, you know, you need to be accurate with this thing. But on the 21st of July, 2025, with Prophet Leon Dupre from, he's the main branch of their church. It's called Encounter Church. He's in Centurion. There's about four or five other branches. I think one in Krugersdorp. I think there's one in Cape Town, places like that. And, he's doing a regular session with Ronaldo Gous. And Ronaldo Gous is a podcaster. He became famous in the early days of YouTube and you know, speaks about a lot of the political stuff in South Africa. And then later on, he became a councillor, city councillor for Port Elizabeth in the, you know, the metropolitan area of Port Elizabeth, which is now known as Gqeberha. And anyway, Ronaldo Gous then became a member of parliament for the DA after the 2024 elections, and then they cut out pieces of a previous podcast from 2008 or 2010 somewhere, where he was complaining about people that are saying, you know, kill white people and all of that sort of stuff, and he was saying, imagine if a white person said, and then he said a whole lot of words which, you know, people would get very angry if a white person said that, and then they cut that out and made it like that's what he said. In the meantime, he was complaining about Black people saying this about white people and saying, imagine now if a white person says this is how it sounds. And then the leader of the DA, John Steenhuisen, fired him.
Mm.
So his words were in the podcast that John Steenhuisen threw him under the bus. So they were having a podcast about political matters and stuff like that. And a part of the discussion was who Christians should vote for. So that's what we're going to talk about. What they said and what we think about what they said.
Yes, it's going to be an interesting show, as always, right here on The Political Show, where Christ Politics is...
Hot Politics.
Hot Politics.
We help distributors grow their sales by over 15% in the first 90 days with our automated mobile software solution. RapidTrade is used by over 16,000 users worldwide, and we process over 120,000 transactions per day on both iOS and Android. From app ordering and management to e-commerce and even van sales. Or electronic proof of delivery. We've got your business covered. Call us for a demo on 011-493-9755 or email us at sales@rapidtrade.com. Go on. Make your customer a happy one today by getting on to RapidTrade.
So we are speaking about an interview between, is it Prophet Leon Dupre and Ronaldo Gous. They were basically speaking on a whole lot of different topics. They were speaking on the state of South Africa, basically. They looked at the political situations that are happening in South Africa. They spoke on a topic of what South Africans aren't being told. They also looked at the future of the democracy of South Africa and whether there's still hope for our nation. But we're not going to dive into everything that they spoke about. We're just going to focus on the one part of the conversation that really sparked an interest in the team, and that is the situation surrounding who Christians should vote for. And in their conversation, they spoke about a party like the Freedom Front. So what are your thoughts on that? Firstly, they also spoke about the ANC and how the ANC is, how they're against the ANC and things like that. So what are your thoughts on the overall topic? They also brought up a party like the Democratic Alliance as well and stuff. So what are your overall thoughts on that?
Yeah, so obviously, because another host was fired by the Democratic Alliance, he's not, I mean, he used to defend them to the hilt. Mm. He's not defending them anymore. The reason he's not defending them is because their leader is actually a coward. Mm. He's not willing to stand up for anyone. And I'm not sure, you know, where the pressure comes from, but it's probably coming from the donors. They were also talking about the fight between the ANC and the DA, because if you listen to many of the podcasters or journalists in South Africa, they keep talking about the GNU is about to collapse. That's in intensive care. And they were discussing the fact that GNU is fine because both the ANC and the DA's donors want the GNU to stay together. And so both of them are actually being controlled by business interests in South Africa. Then they also spoke about the African Christian Democratic Party. Mm-hmm. And Leon Dupree said that they tried to help them, you know, set up some IT stuff for them and things like that. But they have the wrong picture. And then Ronaldo Gous was saying in interaction with one of the viewers who made a comment that, you know, other than religious stuff, what policies does the ACDP have? So that was the comment that was made, and then you know, Ronaldo Gous didn't want to say, you know, who he's going to vote for, but then Leon Dupree said he's looking at voting for the Freedom Front, Dr. Corne Mulder. Mm-hmm. And so you can go and have a look. I think it was Constance Viljoen who started. He was a general in the Savian Army. He started the Freedom Front. Mm-hmm. This was all about fighting for the freedom for self-determination for the Afrikaner people. And now they're called the Freedom Front Plus because they added people other than Afrikaners into the Freedom Front. So they're now called the Freedom Front Plus. You know, so Leon Dupree said he's gonna vote for them. Now, what I will say is Dr. Corne Mulder, who's now just recently become the leader of the Freedom Front, you know, what I would say about him, he's probably the best politician in Parliament at the moment. Mm. You know, and when I say politician, one of the things, for example, that he said about the whole visit to the White House, you know, of President Cyril Ramaphosa and John Steenhuisen and that whole collection in that disastrous meeting that took place, he said that the time wasn't, you know, you've actually got to work before you have a meeting like that.
Mm.
And so you've actually got to get lower level people to sit down and actually put frameworks in place before the leaders meet. And obviously they'll be operating, you know, under orders from the top guys.
Yeah.
But to get things to a point where the guys can actually talk. So he said that meeting was premature.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of very clever things that he said, they're very wise things. And they actually went off there and met with people in the U.S. State Department and various departments. Even they met a lot of the guys in Congress. And they were asking them, please don't put sanctions against South Africa. If you want to sanction someone, sanction the ANC leaders. And what people need to realize is the reason why the push for sanctions, it's not just Donald Trump. The reason why the push for sanctions is so strong in America, and it's actually a bipartisan issue, which means it's both Democrats and Republicans are uniting to sanction South Africa. So I think we've really messed up with them. If you get the Democrats and the Republicans to agree, then I think you've messed up with them. And obviously, we're always standing with America's enemies. We take Israel to the International Court of Justice. We support Iran. Iran helped fund the ANC campaign. That's the claim that, you know, that's come out. Many people believe that the ANC got funded by Iran when they were bankrupt, and all sorts of things like that. So these guys were now talking about, you know, supporting the Freedom Fund, because then Ronaldo said, no, that's who he's talking about. And but when they said this thing about, and I'm just going to give my first comment, then I'm going to hand over to you guys, because obviously I've just been given a rundown of what these guys were talking about. When they spoke about the African Christian Democratic Party, and Ronaldo Ho said, what policy do they have other than religious policies? I don't agree with him. If you go in, the ACDP has an entire blueprint, and it's a federal blueprint for the Republic of South Africa, that South Africa will be run as a federal country. And a big part of their, you know, their strategy and their structure is, and it's been like this from the start, that you want to press as much power down to local level. So in other words, give your city or town councillor as much power as possible. And only when things start going beyond like ward councils, then you start operating, you know, governments at higher level. So for example, you'll have these local government authorities within a province which becomes a state. The state has the power to, like in America, to grant wedding licenses, to grant to do all sorts of things, education, you know, and all of that sort of stuff. And then only things like foreign affairs and stuff like that, you know, happens at the national level. Now that is massively in the ACDP's policy document, and the DA is supposed to be a federalist party, and they come from a previous party, you know, that existed in under apartheid times called the Progressive Federal Party. So that's why the ANC has a national executive committee and the DA has a federal council. And so the ACDP, though, is actually far more federal than the DA, to be quite frank with you. And so I don't agree with that. And you know, we actually obviously recently interviewed Kenneth Meshwe. And the problem is that many of the issues that he's standing up for are issues that if you don't solve those issues, and I'm talking about issues like abortion, if you don't solve the issues that are destroying the family, you're not going to fix South Africa. So if you're coming along with free market economics or whatever you want to say is going to you know, solve South Africa's problems, I don't believe you're going to solve any problems if you don't sort out the family. And I don't believe you're going to sort out the family if you don't bring Jesus in. I'm sorry. It's not a political issue. I mean, it's not a religion versus politics issue. The fact of the matter is that society is so broken. Unless you fix the foundational building blocks of society, which is the family, you're not going to fix a society. And the family is only going to be fixed when people have an encounter with Jesus. Because they're so wounded, they're so broken, and they're so hurt. No psychologist is going to fix them. And so, you know, basically, you know, Leon Dupre was saying something to the effect of, you've got to look at who's going to run the country the best. Now, I'm sorry, I've heard that argument for many, many years. And, you know, people, I've heard many Christians give me that argument about the Democratic Alliance. And I vehemently disagree. Because at the end of the day, if they're not going to work with the church, if they're going to say that, you know, the Bible must be pushed one side when it's the overwhelming belief structure of most people in South Africa, you're not going to solve the problems. So, you know, I feel pretty strongly about that. Maybe I'm biased, but the Freedom Front came out of Afrikaner nationalism, which is where apartheid came from. So maybe I'm biased. I could not vote for them.
Black Knight, what are your thoughts?
Sure. What? Just to get on that whole ACDP.
You missed the interview.
I don't want to bring
up sore points now, but
and I regret, because you know, I listened to the thing and I found out, and I had questions myself. I was like, oh, I missed the chance to ask. But I think, I don't know what your guys' take is. I think as Christians, when we go out there now, we need like a form of undercover. I think that, this is what I think, people. people. Please don't shoot anyone. I'm saying it, so...
We need a form of undercover.
You need to shoot me. Yes, I think as Christians, the ACDP's problem is that they go out as a Christian party. And I've seen out there things don't really work good when you come out and say, we're doing this for Christians, versus if you say we're doing this for the country. And when you...
Okay, I just want to correct you there.
Yes.
The ACDP doesn't say we're going to do things for Christians.
Yeah.
Yes, but they come out as a Christian party.
Because yeah. They are a Christian party.
You see, I think that's where the problem is. The problem is that people, as much as we pray here in South Africa and we believe in God and everything like that, what I've discovered with a lot of people in South Africa is that they do have a problem with a church or like a form of whatever church they attended. I find out that they actually have a problem with that, and that has given like the whole Christian name a bad stigma, if I may say. And that's why if anything is relating to Christian or Christianity when it comes to their life that they're living out there, when they ran away from church, I don't think it's something they will go for.
Can I ask as much as
with the Freedom Front guys, who they voting for, the biggest problem is that the overwhelming majority of the people here are black people. So even if they vote for those people, I don't see what change is gonna come out of there. I'm just commenting on what they said with the whole Freedom Front thing, and I stand with you. I also wouldn't vote for them. Firstly, because it wouldn't change anything. But hearing that they come out of the apartheid era is like, why vote for them?
So does the ANC.
Yeah, but
that also come out of the apartheid era.
And to be fair, I wouldn't vote for the ANC. But the ANC came out as, you know, black, freeing the blacks. You know what they told our grandparents and lied to them? Because today we are living that.
When the ANC started, there's no freedom here. You know that when the ANC started, they were a Christian party.
Yes. And they stole.
And when they stopped being a Christian party.
And they stole the party. They actually stole
the
party.
No. When they stopped being a Christian party, what happened? Well, now we got the mess we got now.
Yeah, but so it was stolen. Like... The whole thing was stolen. It's not like it's original ANC.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, forget about what happened. It was a Christian party. Stopped being, it became a communist socialist party. Yeah. Okay? So how that happens is not the point. What happened after it became a communist socialist party?
Yeah,
it's become an oppressive regime. Let's be honest. South Africans are living under oppression now.
And that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying that we should hide Christianity.
Yeah, the second thing is that people have a bad view of the church. Well, first of all, I don't agree that it's that many people.
It's actually a lot of
people. No, there's some people. You have that view far more because...
No, I don't. I go to church.
Not about you personally.
Oh.
You have the view that so many people are against the church because it's what you hear on podcasts.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Okay? Because it's what you hear in the media. And it's because it's what the ANC... MK and the EFF feed you.
Okay.
Okay, because those, and it's because of what the universities say. Yeah. The church is usually respected in this country. If you listen to the elites all talk about the gift of the givers when there's a disaster.
Yeah.
Who do the people talk about? The church. Those same people who complain about the church, where do they run to when their life falls apart?
They go to the church.
And that's what I'm saying. Any one of you that might be complaining about the church, and then your life falls apart, then you run to the church. Please don't only go to the church when it's bad times.
Mm.
The church is awesome. And people say stuff about the church because at the end of the day, they're listening to lies of the devil.
But don't you think that we should have like
an
undercover, like be shrewd, like Jesus says when it comes to
this. There's a lot of people, if people knew what the... If this interview with Kenneth Meshwe...
Oh, sorry. And he does carry on saying that you must be loving like a dove. Sorry.
Yes.
Because I just left, be shrewd. And then people are like, Jesus said that. He said you must be loving like a dove.
No, but if you sit down and you listen to what Kenneth Meshwe said...
Yeah.
Most people that I know that saw that interview are probably going to vote for the ACDP. Because what he said, most people believe...
Please watch it, guys. Please make sure.
Let's give an example. One of the things he spoke about was when, and I mean, Meshwe's been around a while. So he was there when the constitution was signed, was voted for in parliament and then signed into law. And the ACDP was the only party that voted against the constitution of Savia. You're telling me that's an unpopular view in this country? So the thing is, but why? Because it legalized abortion. And it forced a whole lot of things down our throat, which are ungodly. All right? And should be unconstitutional. And he had the courage to stand up and vote no, with the whole world watching. And he withstood that pressure. Which other politician in our parliament is willing to do that?
But he had a chance. You see, 2020 had a chance. He also had a chance because he famously spoke about, I forgot that thing that he had in the parliament, and it made him kind of famous. I forgot he was speaking about something which did make him famous. They just, I don't know, they blew it. Like, they didn't use that opportunity. That's when also we had that Akum coming in also at that same year. That year was up for grabs. AS and ANC was also falling apart. Like, that year was up for grabs.
No, but there's something else he said.
ANC's been falling apart.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm just saying.
The DA is falling apart.
Yeah.
They are.
Mm.
They've got plenty of infighting. Trust me. Trust me. The DA is falling apart.
No, yeah, but...
Internally, they're fighting.
Yeah.
Look at that Liam Jacobs. You mentioned him. He's criticizing Gaitan McKenzie there in Parliament, and 2 weeks later, there's a midnight announcement on social media that he's joining the PA. I mean, at the end of the day, the DA is falling apart too. The PA is falling apart. I mean, Kenny Kuneni, you know, what happened with him? Oh, he's there to interview someone.
You know,
and the police come in to arrest the guy for a murder.
He actually said he was, what, at the wrong place?
At the wrong time.
At the wrong Which time for true. The right reasons.
If it's true.
Those were his words.
Yeah, if it's true, he's the unluckiest guy I've ever seen.
Literally.
But if you're gonna become famous because you're the sushi king, where you're eating sushi off naked women, you know, then how do you expect to be blessed in life? And this is why I'm saying, why is it that there's a glass ceiling for people who call themselves Christians?
Mm.
Because other Muslims came along and they tried to form a party called Islamic State. Why is it fine for another party to be called Al-Jamaa, and they even obtained the mayorship of Johannesburg for a period of time?
They're making waves in Lanesia. I've
yeah, but they're Muslim.
In Lanesia, because Lanesia is the population there.
Especially Lanesia South. But the thing is, at the end of the day, why is that okay? But now, because it's the African Christian Democratic Party, because they're Christian, now they must be undercover. No, I think we've been undercover too long.
Mm-hmm.
In my view, the Christians need to come out, stand up and be counted and be bold. All right? And at the end of the day, the only politician Neshi stood with Ramaphosa. But I mean, everyone said that he had COVID. So they also put him on the back foot. Meantime, he hadn't even been tested. You know that Kenneth Meshwe, they announced on nationwide news that he tested positive for COVID. He hadn't even been tested.
Oh, yes, because he said that thing in the parliament. I just forgot what he said, but he said something.
But the thing is, he was the one that started speaking out against the lockdown, especially of churches, by August 2020. And he's the only politician in parliament that
was
spoke
it the lockdown?
He spoke was. Against it the lockdown. By August 2020, he was saying they need to open the churches. They need to allow the pastors to go and visit their people.
Oh, yes. He also came with that whole apartheid thing with the whole...
With the dorm pass.
That you need to vaccinate. Like
the vaccine passports.
Yes.
Yeah. So a lot of the stuff... He was the most accurate politician in parliament around COVID.
Mm.
I was just saying, because they...
Tucker Carlson shouldn't be interviewing Ernst Rutsch, he should be interviewing Kenneth Meshwe.
Because I think they lost votes.
Imagine if Tucker Carlson interviewed Kenneth Meshwe.
Oh.
You know how many Savians would see the interview? A lot.
Yeah, okay.
A lot of Savians watch Tucker Carlson.
Yeah.
True.
Okay. So instead he interviews Iranians and people like that. And supports Iran and hates Israel. Imagine if he interviewed Meshwe. Meshwe will win the next election.
Yeah.
If you give him the exposure. Because that Ronaldo Gauss lied about him. He said ACDP doesn't have policies. I know the ACDP. they have got, I believe, the best policies of any party.
Mm.
And what is the number one thing they're for? It's freedom.
Mm.
Because that's what the Bible's all about.
Like, I didn't know that.
Like, even if you think about that comment that that person made to say that...
You mean another house?
Yes, the comment that he was speaking on. Where
yes,
they
with the ACDP.
Yeah, where they say that apart from the religious policies... What do they stand for? But if you go in and you look at their manifesto, you actually see that they stand for what South Africans stand for. It's not. It's
the,
not.
In
just,
terms of South Africa,
it's not just about the religious aspect of it.
If you look at the country they're putting forward, that is the one that is closest to what the people want.
Yes, I mean, take the compensation with
expropriation with nil compensation.
That policy, they don't stand for it. And it was a very big topic of discussion in South Africa when it came about again this year, and a lot of people were upset about it. And when you actually now read into it, it's not just about land; it's about all your assets, things that belong to you, and things like that. And a lot of South Africans are unhappy about that. And ACDP is one of the only parties that stand against
the PA doesn't.
No, they don't. They don't, yeah.
They claim to be a free market party, but they're not. The DA doesn't.
They don't.
One of their ministers now just defended it.
Mm-hmm. I don't even think the EFF...
EFF obviously is going to be full on for it.
Yeah, they're for it, yeah.
Now, they're 1,000... MK's for it.
Oh, speaking about the farms and the DA, did you all know that Steenhuisen owns farms?
Yeah.
And his minister of agriculture... That's like...
No, but that's fun. You can own a farm and be Minister of Agriculture.
It's
like you can own a mine and be the president. I mean, why not?
Wouldn't we find conflict of interest?
No, I think so. No, this conflict of interest thing. You know, we've got all of this conflict.
Well, I think so.
We've got
it's
all
like,
of this.
It's
we've
like
got
the whole
all of this.
Elon Musk thing. And then when he found out that he's not going to get the subsidy for...
You're believing his thing. You're believing what Trump said now? And I'm not an
Elon
fan.
But don't you think? Because
That's how Trump framed it.
It's a he say, she say situation.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Because
now you need to listen to myself and Giggs. We know what you're talking about. We've been on the show.
I can't drop this.
Let's go to the last question. The question here is, should pastors be telling people or speaking about who people should vote for? That is the question, starting with Black Knight, because Pastor Gavin is a pastor, so we'll get his input afterwards.
If not, then I shouldn't be on the political side.
My take is that I don't have a problem. Think about it, they shouldn't do that, because they up there on stage speaking on God, the Bible, you know, helping people to get through with their lives. Because the people in large, the congregation listens to whatever the pastor says. Not everyone. the power that pastors have on people and I'll stretch say them their minds and stuff, you know, it's that they can alter the one's voting choices as much as, hence why also voting is like a personal thing. It's like a thing that we also have in South Africa. We don't tell each other what you voted for because you don't want to persuade someone else to vote for what you believe, you know. So in that form of view, I would say pastors shouldn't do that or okay. tell people what to vote for on
stage. So basically you're saying that pastors have the ability to manipulate people into voting for the wrong
thing. Hey, manipulate is a very
because,
strong
term.
I mean,
that's what you're saying. That they can change their minds.
That was a lack of better wording. But manipulating is strong. But I just don't have the right term
okay,
right now.
Okay, you're saying pastors can persuade people into...
Okay, maybe I'll accept that, yes.
Into what's this voting for...
Yes, I'll accept that
term. That's why they shouldn't. So you're saying basically pastors don't have the right to...
But not to persuade in a term of, okay, this is why you have... Not like that. Not persuade like that.
So I have a question. So it's fine for university to do it.
Universities, I think it's fine because
but they also have undue influence, and it's fine for the media to do it.
Universities don't alter people's.
What?
Not a majority. Like I don't see people living on. Okay, wait. I am. I don't see people living on what they learn from school, what they learn from the books, or anything like that. I haven't seen people
My friend,
do that. When
the EFF grew, they grew off the back of the universities.
Yeah.
Totally.
But that's why it's
the
like
universities influenced the kids to go EFF.
But now, that's why it's like a child's party, that one.
No.
That's why it can never be taken serious.
They influenced. So the pastor can't do it.
What are your thoughts, Pastor Gavin?
Yeah. Black Knight is talking the biggest load of rubbish under the sun. That is my view. At the end of the day, I'm sorry, if you look in South Africa now, and if you look at that interview you did with Kenneth Meshwe, the reality is that there's a whole, in my view, there's a whole lot of evil options, and there's a few good options. Not many. And I'm talking about good versus evil. How many of these guys are going to fight for the rights of the unborn? I never hear the Freedom Front talk about the unborn. I never hear the DA is for the slaughter of the unborn. The ANC is for the slaughter of the unborn. The EFF loves the slaughter of the unborn. The MK party, now, that is demonic. That is about the shedding of human blood. That is demonic. And all these guys believe this stuff. You know, we used to have DA people come to us. And they wanted us, because, you know, we have a lot of young people in our church. They wanted us to get people to vote DA. And they thought, because I'm white. Because that, you know, all you actually think I vote DA because I'm white. And because I'm white, they came and they said, let's turn all your youth into DA voters. I said, what is your position on abortion? Until the DA changes their position on abortion, I will not support you. I will speak against you. I will support you personally as a counselor, the one person I told them, because I did. But I will not support what you stand for. And at the end of the day, I'm sorry. The ANC needs to be spoken against in the church because they support abortion. Now, there's other issues too. The DA should be spoken against because they support abortion. MK should be spoken against in the church because they support abortion. The EFF, and so I can go on. I don't know where the Freedom Front stands. I think they mildly against abortion, but not very strongly, if you know what I'm saying. So then you're a wimp. I'm not going to support you. You must stand boldly. Life begins at conception. If you don't have that stand, how can I trust you on any other issue? If you are willing to allow an unborn child to be slaughtered, then how can I trust you on anything?
I think for me, my thoughts would be, I agree with Pastor Gav, would be...
Thank you. Oh, 2-1.
Would be the whole thing, going back to the interview with Kenneth Meshwe.
Look, he did change my perspective. I'm going to be honest. I had a different view. I also thought, you know, but the ACDP is ineffective. But when I thought about that, the whole country, the whole establishment in the country standing against the ACDP because they stand for what's right.
Yeah.
And what's right's not popular in the elite.
Yeah. He basically mentioned the whole fact that when we look at what the Bible says about the stand of the church, the church is meant to be in politics and stuff. And if as Christians we say we are going to live according to the word, and if we expect pastors to live according to what the Bible says, then we can't take away the political aspect of that as well. If this is what we expect in their personal lives, then we should also expect them to speak on politics and stuff. Obviously now there's nothing we can do about human nature. You know, you can't vet every single pastor. I mean, we even had that show where they want to bring in the now regulations for who should be a pastor
If the church doesn't engage in politics, trust me, politics will engage the church.
Exactly.
And now they want to rule the church and tell pastors what to preach.
Mm. Yeah, so that's just my perspective. Obviously, if you're bold enough as a pastor to speak about, they even want to
regulate who's allowed to be a pastor.
Yes, that's what I was saying now. We had that show where we spoke about. And what's this? My personal opinion is that if you're bold enough as a pastor to stand on your stage and speak about politics without any malicious intention, then do that. Because you want to ensure that the people that you're leading in your congregation, the nation, your community, are people that are standing for biblical principles so that you can see what's this, the kingdom of God established in the nation. But then if you're not bold enough to stand on the platform and speak, we also can't hold that against you. But the word is the word, and that's what the word speaks about.
So you'll agree with, like, let me say a judge, and they're not in court in their room, and then out there in the media, they speak of a case and their thoughts, something that's personal.
No, that's
to
something
them.
Completely different. No. Confidentiality is completely different too.
But so is voting.
No.
So you're
so
not
is
going.
Voting.
No,
so voting is
instance,
a confident
I'll give,
matter.
I'll give so whenever.
But that's
speak,
why you don't show people who you vote
no,
for,
you
or you
tell,
don't even
you don't
tell.
Tell them,
but that's confident.
But you direct them. You speak about what
that's,
are the values.
That's persuading. That's what I was talking about.
You speak about the values that.
Which is fun.
You
what's campaigning?
That's exactly.
Yeah,
that's
but
what
ministers,
all the
ministers do that. A pastor is not a minister. Is now a
okay.
pastor
a
minister?
Kenneth Meshwe is.
That's
a
where
pastor.
I was going to come to. Is a pastor now?
He's
a minister?
Practicing. He's a practicing
he is
pastor.
A pastor. So
of,
is he
of
not
what? Of a party?
Church.
Of a church?
Yeah, not of a party. So
no,
why
no,
he stand
no,
on the stage and
Meshwe.
Speak for a party?
He's the president of ICDP.
Uh-huh.
And
he's a pastor in Fosterus.
Yeah, so he can speak for his party. Because he's running. And also people will ask when you stand and people will
thoughts.
Ask when you stand on stage, do you stand as a minister or are you standing there as a pastor?
Okay. Since you say minister, let's speak about the two people that we're discussing now. Leon Dupria and
Ronaldo
Host. They were mentioning that they're insinuating that you must vote for VF Plus. Were they wrong? Because they're not ministers. And you have podcasters that are going on to podcasts, and they're speaking, they're telling people that, okay, you should vote for this. You should vote for the EFF. You should vote for all of these other parties. But now if the pastor goes on stage and says that you need to think about who you're voting for, you can't just go and vote for just anyone. You need to look at what the Bible stands for, ensure that you're standing with the Bible, then that is wrong.
No. That's if they phrase it like that. They're not.
But that's what pastors do. They don't say.
Yeah, what I'm saying is that a pastor shouldn't stand on stage and say vote ANC. I'm saying that's
because
they
support abortion. You shouldn't say that.
So let us know your thoughts on the comments below. What are your thoughts? Because this debate will go on.
Yeah,
for hours.
I'm just gonna say this. You know, no offense, Black Knight, but when Ray McCauley had Jacob Zuma on his stage. And he let him speak beyond the pulpit, which was a disaster for me. a lot of the black knights of the world were fine with it. And the thing is, at the end of the day, that was a problem, because what does the party that guy was representing stand for? And it's an anti-Christian agenda. The DA has an anti-Christian agenda. And the majority of the parties in parliament have an anti-Christian agenda. And we're entitled, what was the freedom struggle all about? If a pastor can't stand up and say, you need to vote for a Christian agenda.
Now, if there's only two parties that have a Christian agenda, it's not against the pastor to say that.
Vote for one of them too.
Yeah. Do you understand? Because
the rest
my
are
thought.
Antichrist.
That is my thought. In Proverbs 29 verse 2, it says, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked man rules, the people groan.
So the Bible votes with Pastor Gavin.
Why that verse?
Because if the evil people are in charge, the people suffer.
Yeah.
The nation suffers. And I'm sorry, I look at the state of the city of Johannesburg. Look at the roads. And then people say, oh, wow, wonderful Cape Town. But Cape Town, they've got drones flying up ahead that are monitoring the hell out of you. You can't even sneeze there, and they're checking you out for the cold. They're saying, come to the doctor. You know what I'm saying? No, you know, and also the DA has just put in a rates bill where they're charging people an exorbitant amount for their rates. They, in that regard, they're worse than the ANC. And so, you know, I'm sorry. I'm looking at these parties, and they're anti-freedom. The MK party is anti-freedom. EFF is anti-freedom. You're not allowed to own everything and you'll be happy. Why don't you just call him Julius Klaus Schwab Malema or Jacob WEF, you know, World Economic Forum, Zuma. Like, seriously. And at the end of the day, when evil people rule, the nation suffers. And we're seeing that. We are seeing that. And so I'm actually saying, you know, the church needs to start standing up and being counted. Jesus, part of the reason why he was crucified was because he stood up against the politicians of the day and they didn't like what he was saying, but he spoke the truth. Now, all I'm going to caution pastors, don't speak your opinion, please. Mm. Please speak the Bible. If you speak your opinion, you're going to talk rubbish. If you speak the Bible, then what you're going to say is going to be profound. And anything that goes against the Word of God, you have to stand against. As a Christian, anything that goes against the Word of God, you have to stand against. And I'm telling you now, you need to start judging who you vote for by what they say. And that's why I'm even saying, if I was in the States now in 2016, I would have supported Donald Trump, because he spoke a pro-life agenda. He spoke an agenda that says abortion is wrong, period. Now, he's saying, no, it's a bit over the top to ban abortions, you know, after before 15 weeks of pregnancy. So he's not fighting for the sanctity of human life. He's not. A human life to him is not sacred, if he's going to say that. I would have stood against him. All right. Not to say I would have said vote Biden. Because Biden says the child can be three and you can abort them. As long as it's the mother.
How does that even make sense?
No, but I mean, they partial birth and even post-birth abortions, the Democrats, many of them stand for that.
Yeah.
That's the reality. So you can let this baby be born and then harvest all the organs. That's literally what some Democrats are standing for. So, you know, okay, 15 weeks versus, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, obviously this is not as bad, but this is still evil.
So let us know your thoughts in the comments below. It's been a very interesting show. I knew it was going to be very sensitive, because in the political show, you've got three different demographics of South Africa. We've got a white South African,
hallelujah,
a black South African, and a foreigner. And a foreign South African, which, yeah, that is a conversation for another day.
The foreign South African really loves the PA.
Yeah. Not. So let us know your thoughts right here. Let us know your thoughts in the comments below. Do you agree with the Black Knight? Do you agree with myself and Pastor Gavin?
Yeah, do you agree with the Black Knight? Do you agree with the white pastor?
Do you have other thoughts about this situation? Let us know in the comments below. I'm your girl Cynthia, but you know you can call me Geeks. And with me in studio, we've had
Gavin Inslin,
Pastor Gavin Inslin, and
the Black Knight.
The Black Knight, right here on the Political Show, where Christ politics is
hot politics.
Hot politics,
and it's been really awesome to have Black Knight here.
Yeah,
I haven't had anyone to fight with recently.
Active FM radio has never been better.